Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
That's down to bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate and the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. All that's right there. By the way, the mobile site works great. So if you're on your smartphone, you type in smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com or TheBusinessExpert.com, either one of those will get you to my mobile site. And it pops up right there, and all the shows we did yesterday, day before that, and all the way back. It looks different, right? It looks different from the main site, but it's got the essence of everything there. So we get you on the go, and you know how to keep the little icon there and pop it up on your screen, make it a quick button to get to us every day, so check that out. It's just you and me still. I want to report on our polling we did last week. As you know, every week we ask a different question in our online poll. And so every week when during this time, I give you a report on what people said and my analysis of what they said. So what we asked was, recently, 2016 second quarter GDP was reported at just over 1%. It was like 1.2%. While Q1 was downgraded to below 1%. So the average for the half of a year of 2016 was 1% growth. And so we asked was, how is your business faring in this economic environment? How is your business doing with 1% annual GDP? And here's what you said. 13% said we're still growing strong despite everything else. 13%. That's down about 10% from what we have been doing. We have been getting in the mid to low 20s at least. 20 to 25%. That's down a third to a half. 48% said we're holding on to a little growth, meaning we're just barely pulling a little bit of extra growth in. That's 48%. That's up a little bit. 29% said we need things to turn around as soon as possible. People who are holding on, they might be bleeding a little bit. They're probably losing a little money, and they're starting to see a little weakening sign. That was 29%. That number's up a little bit. And then 10% said we're in trouble right now. So, folks, increasingly, it seems that small business conditions are mirroring the economy. Over the past 7 years, the two respondents on the two ends, the we're doing great and we're in trouble right now, they've been declining, while the two in the middle, barely okay and less than okay, have been increasing. So the result is three-fourths of small businesses report these middle responses, which is consistent with a slowly recovering, very slowly, barely recovering economy. What that means is more people who used to do great are now dropping down into the we're holding on to a little growth. And the reason the bottom number is so small is because those people have either gone out of business. They used to be, 15 to 20% were in trouble. They're either out of business or they figured out a way to hang on. They moved up into the third spot. So we're concentrated. 75% are basically just holding on. That's the state of a small business, the way I see it. And when we talk to Bill Dunkelberg, which we're going to do later this week with the NFIB index, I promise you, his won't be much different. So why is this happening? 8 years. 8 years, my friends, after the financial crisis. Why is this happening? Well, you know what I think? Anti-business regulations, policies, and rhetoric by Washington, and I've got to specifically put the credit where it's due. The Obama administration. Here's some examples. Obamacare is a total disaster. Small business owners hate Obamacare because it's costing them more money. Sarah Hiner was on the last hour talking about how much more in hundreds of thousands of dollars it's costing her for her health care, for her small company. Just the extra. And not as good a coverage. Obamacare. Tax increases. We had one of the biggest tax increases a couple of years ago ever. Dodd-Frank is hurting the marketplace, the economy. The Consumer Protection Bureau is hurting the economy. It doesn't answer to anybody, the Consumer Protection Bureau. Assault on the franchise industry employment relationships. Trying to make a franchisee's employees become employees of McDonald's Corporation, for example, or one of the other franchisors. That's an assault, folks, on job creators. The new overtime rules are hitting you January 1st, and you probably don't even know how bad it's going to be yet. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to hit the streets with I don't know, you're going to ride in the streets when you find out how much the overtime rules are going to get into your relationship with your employees. And the constant refrain of raising minimum wage to $15, which is ridiculous. That's just a shortness, folks. Since small businesses create half of the economy and the jobs, the solution to a more robust economy is simple. Get government out of the way. Any questions? I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.